Welcome, auditory and listening learning personalities. This is your special podcast, which will cover the attributes of this learning strength and aspects of setting you up for success. If you are a trainer, manage employees, or a course developer, this information will help you include aspects for this learning trait. Hi, my name is Patricia from Regeer Educational Services. There are some overlaps between various learning personalities. In particular, auditory and verbal learners are similar in many ways. However, there are some specific traits for auditory learners to be aware of. Auditory learners remember by hearing the information in their head. Auditory learning attributes include being able to remember information when you hear it. For example, my daughter has some learning and testing differences, and when she was taking her driver written exam, it was difficult to concentrate when reading a word problem. Each time she took the test, it was a different word problem to read and organize her thoughts for an answer. I asked if the testing office had an assistive option for someone who may learn or test differently than how they had framed the written test. They didn't accommodate many different learning needs. However, the employees said they did have earbuds so people could hear the words, not just read them. This did the trick. My daughter clearly has an auditory aspect of her learning, which sets her up for success. As an auditory learner, you also are very in tune to sounds. You may like listening to podcasts, radio shows, or talking books. You may prefer that the GPS sound is on so that you can hear when to make a turn. You may like listening to music or great at playing an instrument or singing. Auditory learners may also be able to identify a song by only hearing the first couple of notes. You may be good at picking up differences in a pronunciation of a name or dialects in different languages. This can also mean that some sounds are very annoying and can become a distraction. Having noise-canceling earbuds or headphones can help when traveling or when you're studying. So you learn best when listening to information. The traditional school system with having lectures and presentations is a comfortable learning atmosphere for you. Some people have been able to strengthen this part of their learning personality because the system is set up this way and geared to auditory listeners. So some best ways that auditory learners receive information is by listening to the presenter, hearing stories, talking books, or from a teacher, a speaker, or in a podcast show. A side note is that stories are good for visual and verbal learners too. Verbal learners do well by reading the words, and visual learners create a picture in their mind. So for you, the auditory learners, hearing verbally the step-by-step instructions helps you receive and process the information. You can also read the information out loud for yourself. The verbal learners do this too. For them, it's the talking. For you, it's that you're hearing yourself say the information. It's good in a meeting if a leader reads the agenda item as they reach the new topic. So it's better for you to be able to follow the information, keep track of where you are. If music is paired with information, as this can evoke a feeling, you can also remember the information or the sounds. It's good to use a screen reader. This is a new option that I've discovered recently, where different platforms and search engines and software can read the text out loud to you. So it's better, you're better able to process and remember the information. So this is a handy additional, as it could be considered an assistive device or just a tool that you use. The voice search options may also be helpful or comfortable. Search by voice or voice to text services. And if you are a trainer or course creator, if you put together a video for your training topic, adding sounds, including music, and saying the words, which is on the slide, is helpful to auditory learners. Handouts are important to you because then you can read the information out loud to yourself at a later time. When reviewing or remembering, reminding yourself of what was discussed in a meeting or training session, having handouts is very helpful. Group discussions are also good for you. They're great for the social learners and the verbal learners, but for you as auditory learners, they're great because then you can hear somebody else's perspective and you can remember more than if you were just reading a textbook. You may also do very well to remember information if you create a song or rhyme out of the information, and which you can then practice. This is great for all ages. When my kids were little, I created a song out of the letters of their name when they were learning to spell and write. This is effective for adults as well. You can even have a creative competition for marketing a new program or training for a policy and see what your employees come up with for a jingle, mini commercial. The process of this fun activity will help everyone remember the learning. Think about others as well. Clients, volunteers, everyone learns differently. Therefore, including a variety of learning strengths ensures the training is a positive experience for all. Yes, everyone can probably learn the information when it's not tailor-made. But really, it's about having variety to make the learning experience or event more interesting and fun. If you want to learn, then you will. So knowing what tricks and tools help you learn best sets you up for greater success. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share the Learning Personality Quiz so others can find out how they can learn best or train others with better outcomes. I hope that you have a light bulb learning moment today. Happy listening.